Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, December 6th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Blessing Zulu.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about food insecurity in Zimbabwe as millions of people face starvation.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And as usual, on the internet, you can find us on www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voaindebele.com.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about food insecurity in Zimbabwe.
The World Food Programme says millions of people in rural and urban areas in Zimbabwe are facing serious food shortages due to successive crop failures and what a United Nations food rights expert has described as a man-made humanitarian disaster.
Indications of that more than 60% of the population of a country once seen as the breadbasket of Southern Africa is now considered food insecure, with most households unable to obtain enough food to meet basic needs. In rural areas, a staggering 5.5 million people are currently facing food insecurity as poor rains and erratic weather patterns are impacting harvests and livelihoods. In urban areas, an estimated 2.2 million people are food insecure and lack access to minimum public services, including health and safe water.
And according to a recent report by the World Food Programme, some of the worst affected households are in Norton, Epworth, Plumtree, Marondera Urban, Chinoy, Zimba, and others. These, of course, are urban areas. Bidebridge Urban is the least affected town, together with Shavani Urban, Harare Urban, Chitungwiza, and several others. WFP says households are increasingly failing to access adequate food without external assistance as a result of the ongoing economic challenges, including continuous price increases of basic commodities.
The World Food Programme further says the economy as a whole is deteriorating beyond predicted levels. Fuel scarcity continues, inflation is escalating in all sectors, cash liquidity challenges are worsening, erratic power supplies have become the order of the day, crippling water shortages are being experienced in urban and rural areas, and poverty has gripped communities due to high unemployment levels and incapacitation of social safety nets. To make matters worse, WFP says the cost of agricultural inputs is beyond the reach of most people.
To join the show right now and tell us what you think about this issue, you need to call us on the numbers that we gave you, or please note that we are also live streaming this show on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
Give a blessing, Gunjan Foyt.
Mina ngiyaphila, kunjani?
Awubona ke futhi, yey. So sikhuluma ngokudla lapho kanyazana ukudla kuyahlupa. Nxa sikhangela ke emakhaya, sikhangela emadolobheni, kungani kuyafana nje. So ke iWFP, iWorld Food Program, kanyazana ikubeka soba lokuthi abantu abaningi okubangalisayo badinga ukuthi banike ukudla. So bacabangela ukuthi abantu abafika 5.5 million emaphandleni bangani bathole nzima sibili ngokuswela ukudla. Kuzobuya abantu abafika 2.2 million emadolobheni bathole nzima kakhulu. So nxa sebekhangela amadolobho bathi kunzima endaweni zabo Plumtree, kunzima eNorton, kunzima lezinye indawo sibili, kungani ukudla akukho emadolobheni. Kuzobuya le makhaya njalo kanyazana kunjalo bathi kuyabasela mfowethu. Ungazani ke kuyahlupha. Bathi ke usokungani kubadidanisa ingqondo yokuthi lo hulumende akasayenelisi ukuthi adingele abantu ukudla. So kukhanyazani kuyafika mfowethu.
Onguka hamwadiwa manzwa zviri kutaurwa naGibbs apo. Nhasi nyaya iri mudariro inyaya yenzara iyo yapfunya chisero mudzimba dzakawanda zvikuru kumaruwa. Asi kazhinji vanhu vekumaruwa ndivo vanowanzoda chikafu. Asi rwendo runo Shabhani inenge yakadzora mwando. Nyangwe vanhu vari mumadhorobha vari kunzi vari kudawo chikafu nekudaro veWFP zvavanga vasati vamboita vatanga kupa vanhu vari mumadhorobha chikafu vachitarisa nzvimbo dzakaita sana Epworth vana Norton kunonzi kune nzara inotyisa Marondera hakuna kumira zvakanaka nekunana Plumtree madhoroba anenge ari imomo zvinhu zvinenge zvisina kumira zvakanaka nekudaro tida kunzwa kubva kwamuri vateereri kuti munoona sei muri kubatsirawo sei vamwe vasiri kukwanisa kunge vachiwana zvekudya tatarisana nezoro rekisimusi kudai zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka nekuti WFP inoti vanhu vangakuda kusvika 8 million chingava chidimbu chevanhu vose vari munyika kana kuti half the population vari kudaiwo chikafu hurumende iri kuti iyo zviri kukonzerwa nekusanaya zvakanaka kwemvura asi takaona imwe nhumwa yeUnited Nations ichiti hongu mvura haina kunaya asi zvimwe zvacho anenge mazvokuda mavanga enyora kana kuti hurumende inombozvisikira moto muziso nekuita zvinhu zvisina kufanira zvakafanana nekuti vanhu vakatora mapurazi asi vakagarira mapadza Gibbs.
So when we are looking at some of the figures, you know, provided by the World Food Program Blessing, we see that in terms of urban food insecurity prevalence, it says that about 30% of the households are cereal insecure and in need of urgent assistance. And about 77% of the households are below the food poverty line and unable to meet basic needs. And approximately 93% of the households are below the total consumption poverty line. This seems like very huge. So when you look at the number of people, the number of households that are food insecure, you know, like we mentioned, not on Epworth, Plumtree, Marondera, Epen, Chinoy, Zwimba, Kuromonzi, Rua, Tumboshawa, Chivuseke, Weza, and so forth, these are facing serious food shortages. So it seems it's a crisis.
Mm-hmm. And of course, what is also notable in this report is the fact that the WFP is saying that the Zimbabwe government is failing to meet its quota. The government was supposed to at least feed 3 million people out of these 8 million, and donors would be assisting 5 million other people. But according to this report, they are saying, however, given the deteriorating food security situation and questions around government's ability to continue to cover 3 million people with food assistance under the FDM's program in the coming months, it becomes impossible for WFP to focus only on its current planned caseload when the needs are high and government might not cover households which are not part of the WFP's response. That's a problem right there, Gibbs, when it comes to how the government can at best assist in the food situation. But of course, the United Nations itself, the WFP was saying that of the money that they need, they only have got about 30%. So that's another problem on its own, that they seem to be a bit of donor fatigue, if we might call it that way, in that not many donors is expected coming to aid Zimbabwe. This is usually done through the United Nations.
And according to the WFP, again, pressing, it seems as if they are saying the poor start of the 2019-2020 rainfall season is increasing chances of a bad crop season. So which means, if there is a bad crop season this year up to next year, then the crisis will continue and most probably things will get worse. And they are saying that the cost of agricultural inputs is beyond the reach of many people. So Zulukanda Bali Azuela Lapo Kulunywa EWFP, Yakuluma Sivilukuti, Abantoba Nengi, Baya Lamba, njalo nxa sebekhangela izulu seliphuzile, kukhanya ngazani ngxaya abantu basoze bevune kahle lo nyaka. Kanya sibili kulodubo olunye olumangalisayo. Bakhuluma njalo nokuthi nxa sebekhangele ukuthi abantu baphila njani, bathi abantu abaningi sebengabayanga. Inxa yokuthi akula msebenzi, inxa njalo yokuthi into eziningi vele kungazani asahambe ngemfanelo, imali lokunye okutshiyeneyo. So kunjalo ke mfowethu.
Gibbs, of course, we have people following on Facebook. Thank you so much. We have Fraser Chicks, Nathan NR, who says, good evening, follows around the globe loud and clear here in South Africa. I guess he's saying he's
following.
He's following. And then Idzai Janda Ziva, Arguti Maskwera Seita, Skwera, Tina Kripo Chinyowa, Arguti Aripo Sisonge, thank you so much. Wellington Msipa aripo pachirongwa tinotenda nevamwe varipo atisikwanisa kudoma panguva ino asi iko zvino Gibbs we have our first guest Reverend Dr. Levi Kadenge of the Methodist Church is based in Epworth, one of the areas that is badly affected by this food crisis. Dr. Kadenge, good evening.
Are you there, Dr. Kadenge?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, thank you so much. Gibbs, maybe you can start the ball rolling.
Yes, can you tell us the situation right there? You know, are people accessing food? Are people eating once a day or they're not eating at all? What's going on in terms of food security?
Yeah, it's a desperate situation whereby some people are not eating anything. If they eat very little so that they can survive. But people are suffering. There is no food. They have nothing at all. And they are just wishing someone would come with something for them to survive. Mm-hmm. It's really a desperate situation.
Now, Reverend Kadenge, there was another report by the United Nations that says that according to its findings, the most affected are women and children. And, you know, they actually noted that some girls are now being forced into prostitution because of this food crisis. Is this something that you are also witnessing around Epworth?
Yes, it's very prevalent now because people are suffering and there's nothing to for them. And if at all they can get something, by whatever means, they would rather get it. So it's so dire in such a way that people can pick anything to survive. So it's really difficult and it's hard for girls and the children who are growing up these days. And it's so difficult. I can't say anything more than that. It's a very dire situation.
Thank you, Reverend Kadenge. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the food situation in the country where an estimated 8 million people are food insecure. Gibbs.
Yes, lo mama ke unaka prim ecingweni. Na prim kunjani mama? Yho kwa yanzani ke ucingo lwakhe luquntekile. Kodwa kulabantu blessing abasilandela ku Facebook. Umsunduzo Ndlovu uthi ngikona konapha badube kanye nosikhumbuzo mlalazi. So likubona njani bafowethu okwenzakala kwele Zimbabwe. Kuzobuya ke uPamela Khumalo la uthi ngikona bafowethu then kuzobuya uAyanda Thando Kalupheli Ndlovu Gobosi. Uthi what is our own government doing to help its citizens? Eqinisweni labo abazithi bazinkokheli zakwala kithi bayihlule ukubusa sibili ngazani kusitshayisa ngamakhanda khonapho. Kuzobuya ke usikhumbuzo mlalazi uthi liyatshosibile iBhayibhile likaNkulunkulu xa sokubuya izikhathi ezinje. Ye, so uphinde ungezelele mfowethu uSteve John khonapho.
Tinamu waripa Facebook, hanzi na talent mchema, imi madara imi, itaye mchizawo vamwe vamwina avo pa Facebook, data riri kudura, but tinenge tichida kunzwa news zecho kwa adi. Tinashe Rudumbu, arkutie, there is too much corruption, ndo vamwe waripa awo, tichaita unge tichwerenga mamwe.
Yes, yeah. Lo Etispanda, blessing love kumani. Etispanda, unga uchona janibao?
Hayi ngicela kunjani mthembu?
Hayi ngiyaphila kakhulu mdaweni. Ungapi konapho mdaweni?
Yeah. Hayi ngisetshabalala ngilalele nje ku radio yami yamabhathi ngilalele nje so.
Awuboni ke nxa ule radio wayindwayo. siyathaba kakhulu ukuthi asilalele.
Hayi, ndoyikuthenga amabhathu lokuze njengoba sisala singela magetsi.
Hayi, kuyazwakala mntu omdala. So akusiyele ngendlala khonapho, kunjani eJabalala?
No, ukunzima. Uyazi ukuthi la khonapha etown nje baheca abantu bathwele nzima ngoba lingakhangela khona abasebenzayo balutshana, almost maybe 8% basebenzi. Abantu iningi lonke alinamsebenzi. So emathawuni lakho kumele sibe bencediswa abantu.
Manje abantu baphila ngani sibhalo kula?
Hayi, kunzima. Yikuthi nje uhulumende wethu kalathando iluthuso kalathando. Abanambe bengabanye kade beyekela bethi hayi sesehlulekile bechiyele abanye.
Ye, kodwa ukuthi umbuso kuyahlupha. Kodwa-ke nxa sukhangele abantu bevuka ekuseni lisiyatshona, umuntu uyabe edlele.
Yes. Hayi, kunzima ngoba njengakhonapha duze le masuku uyazi abantwana bayafeyinto ukuthi athezi nje yiholide, but kunzima, kunzima.
So abantwana abafeyinta ngabesikolo?
Abesikolo, ngokuya besuke ngikhaya engadlanga.
So singathi manje kudubo lonke lolu luqedwa ngani, ngoba emadolobheni kujale ukuthi abantu bangani nje bangcono?
Hayi, kunzima kwelabo ngcono. Emathawuni akwelabo ngcono sibili. Kumele kuncediswe. I-WFP nayo kumele ikhangele sibili. Bengakhangeli indawo ezincinyane ko-Plumtree lapho. Nakhona apha phakathi.
Yes, babona besisho njalo sibili lakoBulawayo baqambile sokuthi hayi kulabantu abangani bayalamba. Hayi ke.
Hayi, abantu bayalamba.
Yes, so wena nxa umakhelwane wakho elamba pho liphila njani khona?
Uyazi akuphileki, akuphileki, liqiniso lelo. Awungeke ubone omunye engalo ejele nzima wena ungamncedi. Kunzima sibi.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu ke ungathelela kusasa, Baba Sibanda.
Ngiyabonga Mthembu.
Thank you too. Okay, bye-bye. Ubele mpela fike enhle, baba. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
So Mr. Ed Sibanda lives in Tshabalala. He says the situation is quite bad in Tshabalala. That's a suburb in Bulawayo. So he says some people spend maybe the whole day without any food, and children are fainting at school. And he says, you know, it's dire, really.
Gaiti, it's okay. Kuna Reverend Kadenge, mchiripo iriparunare. Reverend Kadenge?
Wangu ndiripo.
Tichi tarisa iyo mamiru akaita zvinhu munyadze kujika imomo epo etum. Kune varu kuya were ne rubatsiro vema sangano anopa rubatsiro aya. Muvari kushandawo here nemachechi, zviri kufamba sei?
Variko, variko, vari kufamba vachibatsira, vachipa vanhu chikafu. Vakati wande, saka zongoimba kuti vanobatsira vachipawo kunyanya vasina, nokuti hapana chokubata, hapana kana basa racho rokuti munhu ashande awane changawani. Zvese izvozvo hazvipo, saka vanhu vakangomirira kuti pane munhu angangosvikawo akavangobatsira. Saka ndizvo vakangomirira, hapana chimwe chinhu chavangawane kana mari zvayo shomanani, hapana. Saka inhamu chete yasvuura vanhu muno munyika medu.
Tinotenda. Rambai zvenyu muri parunare. Reverend Gibbs.
Yes, ndo baba ndiweni lapa. Blessing baba ndiweni, uchona njani
baba? Ndichona njani.
Hai, siyaphila ndiweni. Ungapi konapo baba?
Ndinenze nkai.
Kunjani nkai bantu?
Ah, kuyafiwa lapha kumango shona.
Ngume njani?
Ah, indlala ngiyindlala yodwa nje kuphela.
Akuchazisela abantu ukuthi bekwazi sibili ukuthi kume njani khonapha enkayi. Batshele ukuthi abantu baphila njani. Umuntu evuke ekuseni esiyalala uyabe edleni. Akutshela abantu.
Kunzima kakhulu mfowethu, ngenxa yokuthi ukuphila osokukhona sokuyintando kaNkulunkulu ukuthi umuntu liphume ilanga litshone, ngoba uyabe ungakwazi ukuthi abantwana uyabe uzobaphani. Amanye ama-families ya uyabe ubona ukuthi bathule nzima ngoba babechasisa isigaba sokuthi vele lokudla kanye kabasadli kanye. Amanye ama-families asesidla medi kanye, kube isigaba sokuthi nje kungaphikwa kube sekuseni kuze kuyedliwa medi ntambama. Ngoba ngitshela ukuthi igokoko ukuthi lithenge like lafika ku-100 pond. So ngesigaba sakhona 100 pond yangikhona ukuthi uyithole eZimbabwe ngendlela imali engatholakali ngakhona. Akubuhlungu kakhulu futhi okulandelayo ngubonayo ukuthi kuza kuba nezidumbu zendlala uma kulokhu kuqhubeka isimo esibanje.
Singathi khona bomanje abalambayo bancedwa mbani, kambe uhulumente uyangenela kumbe abantu sebeziphilela nje njengenyoni nje?
Okubuhlungu ukuthi uhulumende engathi ungenele uzezwa kuthiwa kufuneka maybe abantu abangu-5 kumbe abangu-10 ewadini. Akuntshele iwadini labantu abaningi noma indawo elabantu abaningi, uzwa kuthiwa kwenye izigaba abantu bayahola. Kuko kwaba lohlelo endaweni yangakithi la ngikhona mina olwaluletho i-World Vision, okubizwa kuthiwa ngumshandira nje, ukuthi abantu bayathiwa imisebenzi yokuthi bangenzani ukwenza ukuthi ama-NGOs lana abancedisi ngesigaba sokudla. Bake bahola, I think bahole kwaba kanje, but manje uma ngibhekile sokula-about 4 to 5 months bengakazi bahole. Ukuthi kwenzakala no one knows, laleyo mali ababeyithengiswe kumbe ikhona kumbe kayikho. But into enginanzelayo mina uma ngiyikhangele ngedwa, ngibona ngani ama-NGOs njengalokhu kwakuvelwe sokulohlelo ukuthi imali eyi-foreign currency ingafika, sokumele iyekwele ezandleni zikahulumeni. Then bona bese bephiwa abantu imali yaseZimbabwe. Manje inkinga esikhona ukuthi mina uma nginanzelela ngibona ngani sokwisigaba sokuthi njengoba imali vele ingekho elizweni, khathesi ukuthi abantu laba bahole stuck, kuke kwapraiswa khathesi ukuthi kuthiwa ngcono balungisise amafoni imali zifakwe i-cogesh, but still there's nothing. And into ebuhlungu ukuthi abantu they are still going hungry, going further okokuthi sokusiya kwi-situation. Ngakuthiwa maybe uhlelo nalolu luncedisilokwanisa ukuthi lupha abantu ezimali, abanye abantu bebezasurvive. Ngoba kunjengoba ngisitsho ukuthi umakhelo lwami ngekalambi mina if makade ngizuzile something.
Hayi, ndiwena sibongile kakhulu baba, ube nempela viki enhle. Silethe balo ukuthi ngizasila iphepha khona ngapha.
Hey, siya kakhulu esesikukhala ikhona ukuthi uhulumende kuphela made angenele anikeze abantu. Kukhona lokho ababekuthengisiwe kwenzela ukuthi abantu bakwazi bacekulelane silethane la umakhelwane bedecision isiphile.
Hayi, ndiwena baba, siyabonga kakhulu khona ngapha ngenkai. So that is Mr. Ndiweni. He says there's a very big problem in Kai. At one stage, there was a food for work program, but it ended 5 months ago. So he says the situation is very bad, and a 10 kg bag is going for about 100 pond. He says no one affords that kind of money. And he says, you know, the many households are really in dire straits.
Indlala yodwa.
Yeah, indlala yodwa mfowethu.
That's what he said.
Uchayile khona.
Yeah, tina mkoma tapiwa warbarunare. Mkoma tapiwa magadi.
Tiripo magadio.
Tiripo murikupi.
Kuku gokwe.
Kugokwe kakamira sei?
Nzara iriko.
Zviri kufamba sei? Muri kurarama nei? Kuri kumbouyawo vamwe here vari kubatsira nechikafu kana kuti?
Tirikupiwa hedu chefood for work tichingoti zvinotoitawo zviri nani, asi pachinenge chapera zvinotonetsa.
Saka vanenge vachipa chekafu chakawanda zvakadii pamhuri, uye munenge muchipowa chii chaizvo?
Chibage, one bag per family. Saka imanguva hachizokwani nozopedzisira zvema kutonotenga pabhagedhi rekuita 65 kana 70 pari zvino.
Mabhondi aya?
Mabhondi.
Aishi, ya. Ko mari dzekugaisa?
Kugaisa ma-$15 ma-$10.
Takambozwawo ivo veWFP vachitaura kuti mune dzimwe nzvimbo vanenge vachipa vanhu mari idzo dzekugaisa kana kutengawo zvimwe zvishoma-shoma, asi vachimboti zvinenge zvaakutinetsei nekuti mari dzacho dzemabhondi hadzimo. Imi munopiwawo mari here nevanopa rubatsiro avo kana kuti murikopiwa chikafu?
Tikungopiwa, tikungowana chibage chesocial welfare. Mari hakuna kuno kwatiri.
Vamwe vanombochema-chemawo kuti panomboitwa zvematongerwo enyika pakupa vanhu chikafu. Muri kupiwa henyu zvakanaka?
Tiri kupiwa zvakanaka.
Haiwa, zvinofadza kana muchipiwa henyu zvakanaka. Ko tichitarisa mwaka uri kuteerawo, pane chinobuda here? Muri kurima here?
Kurima takarima, asi mvura haiko, haisinaya. Saka zvinhu zvacho hazvinomira mushe, gonye racho riri kunetsa repasi, chibage chacho chiri kurumwa. Saka hameno tichangoona, tichangotarisirawo denga racho iriri darichatipa mvura yacho.
Saka munharaunda yenyu munowanzorarama, munorima chii? Ndedzipi zvirimwa zvamungati ndo zvinonyatsoita kuti mukwanise kurarama?
Chirimwa chonyatsoita kuno kuchibage.
Chibage. Asi kune gonye, vamboya here idzo nyanzvi kubva kune kubazi rezvekurima re
tisati tavaona
hamusati maona aiwa tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
tinotenda
regai tiende kuna mukoma Brian. Mukoma Brian, makadii?
Tiripo edu, makadiiwo?
Tiripo, muri kupi?
Makadii koko.
Kuno kuri nani zvemutowa kumwe wakaoma kumwe munyoro, muri kupi?
Ndiri kuzaka kuno kwamuroi.
Zaka rinopisa.
Kwabhukururu. Zaka rinopisa, kwarinopisa pacho koko.
Right, tudze, kwakabira sei kuzaka?
Zvinoitika kwacho kwabhukururu kwacho ukoko. Chikafu chacho chinouya. Chero ndewi. Zvokuti iyo haunogona kutoshaiwa kana chunhu. Zvokuti chinohoreswa usiku. Vanhu vaenda kundovata paya paya ndo pachinohoresewa. Zvakudipenda kuti unopinda cheche here yeziyo neretambo here kana kuti haupindi cheche ziyo neretambo. Plus ichinohoreswa on political grounds.
Panenge paita
tika makore ese izvozvo zvogara chingoitika.
Saka gore rino ngoma ndiyo ndiyo
zvokutoti vanhu vhiki yapera vanga vaitori pafertilize. Vakamirira fertilize. Saka fertilize yacho yakapiwa vanhu vakambopiwa mbeu. Ndo vakapiwa zvikanzi vanopiwa fertilize. Vaibva pauya mapfunde vanhu ivavo ndo vakadzokorora futi. Saka vanhu vanenge vachingopiwa imba one yokuti inogona kuti mumba mugona kubuda vanhu vanoita 6 or 7. Vopiwa ipapo. Asi kana kwakunzi kwete koshandiwa kauti kunodini, vanhu vava vabudi. Nokuti zvinhu zvaizopiwa through counselor.
Saka makambotaura here kumakurukota kana kuti kumang'arawo kune vamwe kuti aiwa kuno zvinhu hazvina kumira mushe?
Iyo vakuru vacho maMP anenge aripo, mapurisa anenge aripo, vachizviona zvichiitika ivo vanotopiwavo chikafu chacho ichocho.
Saka hapana chinobuda
kuti uori huripo hwakakura zvimwe zvisingatomboiti.
Aiwa tino
vana makore zvichiitika izvozvo.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Brian, tichaedza kuzokufonerai kuti tizive kuti zviri kufamba sei, totaurawo zvakare nemakurukota acho, asi tinotenda zvikuru.
Maita basa mamwe mandibatawo ndachimbozama nguva yose ndichiona ndisingambodaniwo pastudio 7 shuwa kuti zvinofamba sei.
Haiwa, chirongwa ndechenyu, tafara zvikuru kuti mapindawo muchirongwa.
Nei ndafara zvikuru. Ndafara Mwari akubuitirei nyasha.
Haiwa, nemiwo tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs,
we've got another caller, Urobius. Usechamani kwalapa Blessing. Urobius, kunjani baba?
Nyaphila baba, mtemburi njani?
Nyaphila, uzwa kalulambile mfowethu, unga?
Ngisambele ngwa West eMatavo.
Kunjani eMatavo khonapho?
Dala kids lapha kunodura.
Tshela mina mfowethu.
Now, kwakungathi socially lapha iyabona-bona abantu manje kugcina ngo-August. Lapho kwakugcina khona kunikwa abantu kufika kathesi akula lutho. Inkomo ziphelile akula lutho, nembuzi zagula zafa. Indaba yakhona ukuthi singayiqeda njani, ukuthi kuyini ungakuthengisa ungumuntu yisakhamuzi khona asikwazi lokuthini okusele yizidumbu kube.
So singathi kubeka
kathesi kunje. So bekulabanye nje abanye abasidayileyo bezocela impuku khonapha, nathi asilayo, nathi bahambile benjalo ukuthi baza kudlani lami vele kangikwazi khona.
Singathi kuyahlupha umuntu omdala.
Hayi, lokho kunje. So asikwazi kumbe uhulumende ukhona kumbe kasekho, kasikwazi shuwa, ngoba lapho kuselewe lapha ukuthi kuyadosha abantu befile kuphela. Iplani yangikhona vele ayibonakali. Akula muntu olempuphu. Ngikhuluma iqiniso lonke khonapha lapha engikhuluma ngikhona khona. Kusematabo la. Akula balutshwana abantu abalempuphu endlini.
So kutsho ukuthi abantu bathole nzima.
Abantu lapha sithwele nzima lapha vele asikwazi. Izulu lapha likasiwuli, lisewule kwezindawo. Kwezindawo lisewulanga amadamu ngalamanzi, inkomo ziyabanjwa ludaka vele. ubutangitangi kweli damu lakithi la esingwampithi wawele nkomo 13 ezazibanjiwe.
Ah kuzima baba singazi ukuthi kuyaphela njani. Phosela ukugcina khona bo mnumzane.
Ah sikwazi shuwa ngoba sike sabona abantu bezizwe nje bebuza kuza khona apha sibatshelile nje konke nje ukudurela kweTesla khona apha sikwazi nje ukukhona siza kuthola vele asikwazi.
So ngumuntu
nomuntu nje olothando lokuthi abantu bangashi. Angavakatshela kwava nje apho ngokuphanje kubile obuthathu yiko khona oko. Ngiyabonga bantu.
Hayi sibonge kakhulu ke silethemba lokuthi bazangenela khona apho baba. Yeah, blessing. That is Ropius in Matabo. That is in Mberengwa. He says the situation is very critical there. No mill, no nothing. The government last gave people food aid in August. Mm-hmm. And he's saying, you know, a lot of cattle are dying, you know, and even goats and all those kind of domestic animals because of the drought. Mm-hmm. So he says they don't even know what to do now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Before we take our next call at Saturday, kune mwe mterere rikati mboti dzokerei kuna Reverend Kadenge. Reverend Kadenge?
Lipo.
Manzwa zviri kutaurwa nevamwe apo kuti vari kunetseka. They are concerned about the partisan distribution of food. What is your take on this?
Yeah, it's there. People are given food as regardless where they belong, and this is very unbecoming, and we don't understand why the distribution of food is done that way, because food should be given to everyone who needs it, and there's no discrimination there, but unfortunately in our situation people are given food because they belong to which party, and so forth. And that is very unfair on the part of the people who are suffering. Because when people suffer, they don't suffer because they belong to this party or the other party. But because they are in a situation where they cannot afford. So people are desperate, and they have to be treated in a fair manner, which should be open to all, so that whoever is not having food should be given food in spite of where they belong.
Thank you so much, Reverend Dr. Levi Kadenge. Please do stay on the line. Tina mkoma Lloyd Homani. Magadi mkoma Lloyd.
Mkoma blessing, magadi.
Aywa, istiri nani, mkoma Lloyd. Murikupi mkoma Lloyd.
Mdrim Pretoria.
Pretoria umo. Manzi wakuti kumusha uko nzara inenge ya punya chiseru. Muriku tumira were zvekudya.
Ya ticha zama no patino kwanisa kuti titumiro hama kumusha. Nekuda kwenzara yapinda munyika medu. Asi dambudziko riripo nekoma blessing ndero kuti ndosunga mufundisi pamadzika kutaura. Vambotibate bati zvangarisida kuti nditaure. Dambudziko redu riri munyika ndero kuti kunyange dzimwe nyika dzikatibatsira nechikafu. Chikafu ichocho chikaenda kuhurumende. Hurumende yakushandisa chikafu as a weapon yekukampeina kuti tiwane mavhoti. Saka zvoreva kuti kana munhu ari veopposition haachakwanise kuwana chikafu nekuti anotsigira opposition. Asi dai tanga tabvisa mweya wokuti opposition kana kuti ruling party, totora mweya wedambudziko rapinda munyika yedu. Nekuti tiri kubatsirwa nevamwe vanhu kuti hama dzedu kanti nyika yedu haina kurima kanti haina kusagora kanaka. But kana taakusarudzana kuti uyu hapa nekuwana, uyu ndiye anowana, uyu hapa nekuwana, uyu ndiye anowana, hazvina zvazviri kubatsira. Zvakangofanana nerufu. Kana uri munhu unoziva chivanhu ukaona pa next door paine rufu, usinei neukama naye,
unosvika neipapo uchibata maoko uchiona nekuti rufu runorwadza munhu wese. Saka nzara yakangofanana nerufu. Saka munhu wese anonzwa kurwadziwa nekuda kuti haana chekudya. Azvigone kuti wepa next job yapangu inini pandinogara ndiona vari kufana nenzara ini ndinazvo. Saka zviri nani chishoma chandinacho ichocho, ngatikwanise kuti tigoverane tisheyane pakati nepakati ekliche zvinobatsira izvozvo. Saka dambudziko redu iri kumakurukota ehurumende kuti kana vakapuwa chikafu nehurumende vakuchipiwa chikafu chekuti aiwa chikafu chinochipuwa nezano pf but at the same time chiri kubva kumadhona kunze kwenyika. Ndodambudziko riri kuitika. Ndakumbotora example rakaitika like pandinobva kwamutoko I think last week but one. Pane chikoro chakaenda nemvura chakaenda nedutu. Kati hapana zvakataurwa nezvazvo kunzi tida kubatsira chikoro ichocho. Kati vana vechikoro pachikoro pasifanonzi pachindenda primary school chakaenda nedutu mvura yakanaya but hapana even one of the government official akamboenda kunobatsira. But when towards election ndopaanenge wabuda kuchioneka manje. So which is very 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 bad. Hazvina zvazvinobatsira. Kana taona zvinhu zvakadaro ngatipindei tisingasarudze kuti munhu zvara iri papi idambudziko reri tese. Saka dambokusarudzana hapana chinhu chinofamba.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Tinotenda zvikuru. Mukoma Lloyd Lloyd there is saying that hunger knows no political party, so there must not be politicization of food aid. Gibbs.
Yes, lo babu Joseph Moyo, ekhona kona baba Moyo, ungawuchona njani?
Yes, yachona baba, chona njani?
Hayi, siyachona kakhulu. Sicela usondele efonini ukuthi sikuze kuhle baba.
Ye, ngizwe kwayo sibili.
Ye, ubona njani okwenzakalayo lokho?
Ya, indaba le ibuhlungu kakhulu kubafowethu laba abanye abathi bona nxa bangathula ukuthi bafuna ukuthi basinye izandla bafuna ukunika abanye. Into enginanzelela, kakhulu lapha ukuthi abadala bethu babavume ukuthi izinto lezi ziyabehlula. Ngabe bayavuma ukuthi into iyabehlula ngayizinto ziyalula.
Kodwa indlala sibi nxa wena ungaphi khonapho kathesi?
Ngisephela phuse egarigari.
Ye, so khonapho kunjani kodwa indlala?
Indlala vele ibhahile babe igcwele indawo yonke abantu yisikiyoyo kuyakhalwa kuyafika la.
Manje abantu liphila njani khonapho nxa liphuma lisiyatshona kuhamba njani?
Hayi baba, kunzima ukuphila kwabantu lapha. Bese kuphela ukubamba lophila laphana ukuthi lathi njengoba nangomakhelwane lisingabe ile ndaba lakho ukuthi ubani ungwalithi bantu ubani ungwalithi bantu. Kuphela ukuphana nakhona ukuthi kuningi uyakuhlola ke.
I-Food for Work program ke ayikho yini ukusebenza lokho?
Hayi, sathi ngakabi khona.
Kho manje liphila ngani sibili empilweni kwa?
Siya siphila ngakhona kulokhu siphuma sisiyajekeja. Ndiya kwathi indawo esilapho esindawo egolidini. Sesiphuma siyajekeja sifele sokuthi umncane kokuthi sikuthulile. Sesiphila ngakho.
Hayi, siyakuzwa emoyo baba, ube lempila vike enhle baba.
Nami ngiyabonga ngokwesibili kungena ehlelweni lonu.
Hayi, sibongile kakhulu ukuthi ungenile mfowethu. Okay, bye-bye. That is Mr. Joseph Moyo. He's in Philaposi. He says, now they are depending on gold panning. There's nothing they can do. So I guess we've got Mr. Malaki Nkomo. He's a ZANU-PF activist based in Philaposi. That's exactly where this guy was calling us from. Mr. Nkomo, good evening and welcome to the program. We are Mr. Baba Malaki Nkomo.
Yeah, who's our kids? Who's our Baba?
I see a pillar of cool. I was telling Baba Nkomo. Kunjani khona ngapho nxa sikhangele indlala baba?
Indlala kids isesikhumqiso ikhona esigabeni, ikhona elizweni. Ongasiyo ntathu yomuntu kodwa ongumumo okhona owomkhathi ukuthi abantu abalimanga ngendlela ngesikhathi abafanele balime ngazo, njalo izulu alinanga ngendlela ofanele lithini line ngayo. Esikubangelayo ukuthi uhulumende indenze ukhona udizi uyabonakala umuntu yafika ebantwini ukhangela labo abantu abaswelayo. Kunjalo nje uhulumende ubuye wakukhangelisisa futhi usofund angezelele inani labantu abakhona ku-social welfare ukwenzela ukuthi wonke umuntu ongabe engavunanga athole ukuphila. Iqiniso elikhona ukuthi indlala leyi abantu bangayithatha bafake politics phakathi. Kanti-ke yindlala evelele kumkhathi womumo okhona.
Kodwa bakhona abakhalayo khonapha Nkomo bathi kukhanyangazana ukudla lokhu kunikwa ngokuthi umuntu ungubani. Nxa ukuthi kwelinye ibandla bathi hayi abakuniki, kume njani khonapha eFilabusi?
Ebla buze into ekhona ukuthi ukudla lokho kufikela ezandleni zikahulumende, kufikela ku-DA, kwehlelwe ku-social welfare. Yesuka lapho bayasika kumasabhuku, amasabhuku yo akhetha abantu ababona ukuthi lo yiphila layo uyahawula lo kufanti athini. Lokho ukuthi kuthiwa khona abantu babanjwa izandla, indawo yokuthiwa ngamanga aluhlaza joko. Ngibona ngani ibandla lezanu PF latsho lona sobala ukuthi uma kulo muntu oncitshwe ukudla ngabuye egcekeni athi ukuthi ulayinephi uncitshwe mbani. Ngoba ngokwazi wami mina abakhokheli bebandla lezanu PF angaze mbabone besima phambi kwabantu beholisa. Uma ukhansila lo sabhuku bekhokhelwa ihofisi kasikomithi ekupheni abantu, njalo ihofisi ye-social welfare kuyiyo elama-register ekha abantu ukuphila, singafuna ukuthi sichothoze sifaka ibane ezamkile phakathi ngendlela yokuthi abantu babe bengatshelwanga iqiniso njalo babe bengafuni. Kulokhana kufana lokuthi nje abantu babe bephuma ukukhuluma izinto ezingekho, kodwa iqiniso elikhona ukuthi usabhuku elayinini yakhe nguye ohlala phansi akhethe abantu abadibekayo, akhethe abantu abaswelayo, abe nenani labantu elihamba ku-social welfare umuntu uyobuya uqondene lolu bantu ukuthi labo bantu ukuthi ibala nezanupf abantu balifakela ngaphakathi angikwazi.
Yeah, so that is Mr. Malaki Komo. Can you hold on there? We're coming back to you. He says Crawleyheads and councillors actually draft a list of people that receive food aid. So then the social welfare department endorses or does whatever, and then the DA also participates in that kind of a process. So he says it's not true that people are not being given food, those that belong to certain parties. Yeah,
of course, we'll come back to him. Regatile, Maita Wanda Magadini.
Magadini, wa ikoko.
Aywa, tiri wadi, muripi imi.
Jigunu South Africa.
Oh, muruku South Africa. Nyayari mdariro mainzi kwa ndeye chikafu. Muruku utumira wa iriku Zimbabwe.
Tinotumira kana tawana arikuenda. Tinotumira.
Maanga mchida uti wukudi nenyaya chwe.
Aywa nyaya yeku piwa kwe wamwe wano. Chikafu wa mwano. Wasinga waniyo nyaya inoto wadzisa inini. Inoto ndiru wadza. Nekuti munuwese kana dai kukuti wadienda nebato ripo. Waenda nebato ripo. Munuwese munuwe Zimbabwe anofana kupuwa chekujika. Nekuti haunga tarisi mwa muna ajiva nenzara. Wanye zvino wazara ni moyo wakaipisi. Sachaiwa hatisi narundo. Saka zvakanaka kuti wanhu kana vanenge vari watungamiri kana makansera kana masabhuku wape munhu nemunhu wese chikafu awane chekudya. Ndo nyaya yandingatoti ndo zvingaita dai zvikaitwa saizvozvo.
Saka hamusi kufara kuti vanhu vanotasika kuti wabuda mbamani usati wapuwa chikafu.
Aiwa zvitofadzika nekuti munhu wese kana atobuda pachena kuti ndiri kuda chekudya anofanira kuchiwana.
Manzwa akava ngomo wezanu PF vatina vapo vachiti aiwa handizvo zviri kuitika.
Vanotaurawo kuti handizvo zvinenge zvichiitika, but vari munzvimbo idzodzo vanenge vachitotaura kuti zviri kutoitika. Zvinoshandisa kuti unozwa kuzi takati hachiri hakuna zvakadaro, asi munhu aripo abva ipapo arinotaura kuti ndanyimwa. Saka zvinorewei.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru Maita Wanda nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Maita Wanda is insisting that you know, politicizing food aid is not good. Of course, we have also seen some videos on social media circulating of some party officials saying that they won't give any food aid to members of certain political parties. You know, but we are yet to hear of any arrests against.
Yes, lo baba lapha ecingweni zokuthi undiweni sike sakhuluma no ndiweni nothi ngizwe wabe ngomunye undiweni. Ndiweni baba ungawutshona njani?
Ngiyatshona baba.
Ye ngusem ndiweni sike sakhuluma la enkaye.
Le nhlanhla ukukhuluma namhlanje kade vele ngangena ehlelweni.
Oye hayi phongukuthi nje 1 minute sikunike khonapho. Khulume baba.
All right. Engingakutsho mina according uhlelo lokwabo kokudla mali ufike kuhulumeni. Into ekhulunywa ngabantu ayona engamanga ikuthi isigaba esikhona umyezi kwa uMalaki Nkomo nalelo hlelo lami kuradio la. uMalaki Nkomo maye khuluma ubaba lapha isigaba esikhona sokuthi maybe kuyakufika isikhathi kwezindawo ezindawo ngoba ungananzelela kathesi usabhuku oyabe khona usabhuku ungaphansi kwezani and the next thing ekhona vele uyabe wazi ama-members angawezani. So that's what is all about. Ikwabantu sigcina sokuthiwa ama political parties kugcina kwesigaba sokungani ukudla kuphiwa ingancane ingancane kusibuya indaba mina ngiyimember active ku eNewtown angiso ezana ngiso NDC angiso whatever party but ngikhuluma ngeNewtown ukuthi kona le nto leyo yokubandlululana ngiyayibona mina but ibakhona even nakhona lapha around it ngoba kalengana bekusinga ufika uRayisi izinto ezinjalo uzisho ukukhethwana nemigqezo which means ukuthi into leyana iyadinga yabo
aha hayi siyakuza kakhulu Dix isibukele kakhulu nje wena
ngibonga kakhulu
okay bye bye so that is Mr. Ndiwene he says the problem is you know structurally people in local areas they know who is ZANU and they know who is MTC, they know who is ZAPU and so forth. So he says these some of these councillors know exactly who to give the food together with the crawlers. So he says what Mr. Nkomo is saying, he may be knowing something there.
Reverend Kadenge, are you still on the line?
Yes.
Yeah, Reverend Kadenge, there was another issue that the donors are raising. They are saying that, you know, there's a shortage of money in banks. That is cash. So they are saying that the money that they want to distribute to some people to assist them in their day-to-day activities as part of the assistance that they are giving to the needy. But they are saying now they cannot do it because, you know, the government changed the law to say that people can only use the Zimbabwe dollar, not US dollars. So they are saying they have not been able to distribute some of that money. It's in foreign currency. Can't the government just change that policy and allow people to get US dollars rather than wait for the RBZ to cash, to print cash that is not available at the moment?
That should be... money in whatever currency so that they can buy is available. Treating it to bond, yes, it's unfair because are not the ones who have caused such shortages of money. The government is
Reverend Kadenge, we have to call you back. Your line is bad. I think we'll call you back. Gibbs?
Yes, we are going to call you back. So, Baba Nkomo, how are you going to So in all this kind of a thing, you know, people can blame so and so for, you know, the food problems and so forth. But looking ahead, like, you know, in the near future, what should be done to contain such a situation, Mr. Nkomo?
Yes, ukuthi igitsi indlela le njengoba ngisho mina ukuthi iqondane nabantu bonke. Singananzela indlela ivele ikhona le mabhayibhelini. Abantu babesuka besiya kwamanye amazwe besiyodinga ukudla. Kuyafana lokuthi kathesi abazali bangabe belabantwana kwezinye indawo lapha yikuphathisana uhulumende ephathisa ngapha labantwana labo bephathisa abazali njalo nje kuyindlela le engitshiloyo futhi ukuthi amahofisi ayi-social welfare no-DA so fanti bangene bakhangelele ukuthi wonke umuntu akalimanga kunjenje sesiya kudisemba, udisemba seqalisile, izulu nxa ingakhanya lapha engikhona mina alikathondi gips ukudonda kodwa alikathondi. Inkomo yade sizikhangelele ukuthi izo ezasincedisa ekugcineni imuli ziyafa ziyaphela, ayisiyontando yomuntu kodwa kuyintando kankulunkulu leyo. Mina engikucelayo khona ukuthi khona endaweni ezinjana abantu ngabalungise inani yabantu ofanele bathole ukwenzela ukuthi uhulumende akwazi. Le ukukhethana ngibona ngani ukudla kuzafika kujonge kwesikhathi abantu abangu-70 kunabantu abangu-100 labana abantu abangu-30 labana yibo abantu abazasukuma sebesithi bona bakhethwe ngezombangazwe kanti kungasilo qiniso okuthi uma singananzelela ukudla khona ngabe kubuye kukwana le inani yabantu abanjani eliyabe libhaliwe. So mina engikutshoyo ukuthi akubhalwe-ke bonke abantu abakwanisa ukuthi uhulumende abancedise bancediswe.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Ye, ubambe khona mpo ngayika jana ulekhola present.
Aha, tisataenda kune mutereri. Ngatimbodzokere kuna Reverend Kadenge, foni yawo yanga yachiti netsei. Reverend Kadenge, we were talking about cash shortages.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I was saying it's very unfair to treat people in such a way whereby they are not the causes of the problem. If it's the government which has the problem, mm-hmm. they should allow all the foreign currencies which are available to be distributed so that people can use that money to buy, as long as the money which they have can be exchanged with food, mm-hmm. then that's the way to go, mm-hmm. rather than stopping it and refusing people food aid because the government doesn't have money. So since it doesn't have money, it should allow the currencies that are there so that they can be given to individuals mm-hmm. who can exchange it with food.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Reverend Dr. Kadenge. Do stay on the line. Tina Tarisai Parunari Makadi.
Well, okay, that's how my daughter say.
Makadi, enyu.
Tiripo Makadi.
Aywa, tiripo Murukupi.
Right, nanzi pa Copa Queen, kumisha wangu chayko.
Okay, parisi pa Copa Queen.
Ewa ya pa Copa Queen, pani nzara, tukumza sangu wakuro wa itali, hey, kusantefa, shikuwe, zara, kuna mte mungula, ii, ana wakuto mbukiwa, hundi tangu wato sheni kwa.
Kufe, ni kwa ukulingo uchi, maringa wajita sema.
Autoji wani kana uro, bata, kikawu, jatimige jatumi, wajindi, jatumi, wanitumwe nige, wajindi, inga ipu wana, mizimbago, bati, ino, sultanga nani, raga wanda, wena, hii.
Chii, chaezo, jinege, jitika mkumata wanda, kati sarowe mbuka takawe kampini.
Ae, nye, kuti, kutu uro ebato ripi. Autoji wani, sushua, kana uro ebato ripi, autoji wani.
Shuruku nezi? Saka I nyangwe gore rinouya muri kutarisira kuti nzara inenge yakapfunya chisero.
Inenge iri kufuti chitota sai pamwe tingabatsira nehurumende but zvopa zvatongofara.
Kombe dze presidential input dziri kumbowanika here?
Dzinowanika but dzenge dzine rusarura manje.
Ndezvekuti uri kubato ripi?
Izvo zvenge iri kutonga. Saka isusu manje tichizvika matsikuru ya unobvatura sezvaparero.
Hapana chinobuda.
Hakuna tobvawani tirongodzi sesi manje takabva tanzwa kuno price hatitombopiwa kana chunhu. Chiroga ya dona tirowani.
Wamusi kupiwa nyangwe nemadona acho.
Hakutori nakutonzwa kuno price onere munorima meka.
Aiwa
akaubura. Mvura inabasa nazvo kana mvura haina ika ichiti muri kumaprasa ngazvo inongorega kana ikuisa ari maona.
Yeah.
Asi sitavenyiwa manje muri kumaprasa. Saka ha pano vai pakango home.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru kumatarisa ine kupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Aiwa hapari bometa basa aiwa amandigonera ndambozvuwa.
Handiti ka aiwa tinotenda zvikuru chirongwa ndechenyu. That's Tarisai there is disputing the fact that there is no partisan distribution of food. He's saying it's very rampant. And he's also concerned that he lives in a farming community. And he's saying that it appears those are not targeted for food distribution. He's saying that, you know, what they are hearing is that since they are in a farming community in farms, they can take good care of themselves, but he's saying that with this drought, you know, they are also affected.
Were they actually trained, Blessing, do you know, for them to be farmers, or they just moved in and started doing whatever they did, and, you know? Or maybe that's the problem. So
yeah, that might be a problem. But if you look at the issue of maize production, for example, in Zimbabwe, you know, even with the white farmers when they were still there, it was the communal farmers who were producing most of the grains. And you can go up to 1904 when they started recording it, and you see that in terms of bags, the communal African farmers had about 2,151 bags that they produced that year in 1904. And then the white settlers at that time had, I think, about 56 bags only. So, but now, you know, I don't know what is really happening, because, you know, traditionally the...
communal farmers used to produce more.
No, but in, but if you look at their pieces of land, like over the years, you know, the white farmers were controlling 80% of the land, the black farmers 20%. But with that 20%, they were producing enough grain to feed the nation. It's not happening anymore. Yeah. So there's something really wrong.
Yeah, it's sort of like an anomaly. So, Slobova, you panda moyo, panda moyo, unjan.
Mina ni komnya mesigabeni kwa Magoma village ku ward 9 ward Makulela.
Kunjani khona phe Makulela?
Hayi Makulela lapha kulazulu dube. Hayi inkomo lazo ziyafa abantu nendlala.
Manje kuphela njani kwa?
Hayi kupheleka nzima sibili, kupheleka nzima dube ngoba manje hayi la ma prize lawo hayi abantu nje bavele bengasebenzi kusemakhaya bethembele khona enkomeni ziyafa nendlala abanye abaholi angathi zathobani lati asazi abalutshwana nje asi abangatholiyo ukuthi ibona kati bayabejiyelwani ngoba izulu alinephelanga wonke umuntu.
Aha emakulela phela lalile nkomo eziningi kakhulu khonapho. Zaya ngapi?
Zikhona sibili kodwa zifile lo nyaka dube, zifile inkomo zinye zitholakala zilamamethi. Bengikhuluma nesinye isakhamuzi umakhelwane wami ethe yake yatholakala ile nkalakatha emethi, yatholakala ile waya ihlabela uswini. So okunye yibuchapa bethu kodwa indlala enkomeni nengi. Ndiyahamba zibiluma ngomude ukuze uzidinge maybe labantu bavuka ekuseni bevusa. Kwadi zokuvusa abantu sebeza amagroup okuvusa inkomo. So isimo sibi sibili kwamakhulela.
Ye kodwa ke siyabona kuthiwa abanye abantu bayabandlululwa ngendaba zombangazwe. Lapho kunjani?
Hayi lapha kusombangazwe zisatshi sibambene nje ngomumo wombangazwe kule ndawo awuvamanga kakhulu, kodwa ke sesicelela nje ukuthi bona ocouncil labanye o-MP ophuthi laba bakunanzelele ukuthi bona laba ababili abathatha abangaholayo kati bona bayabezadlami shuwa.
Hayi nxali njalo lihamba kuhle. So ke
umsindo wabantu balapha siyobantu abapolitika kakhulu babambene nje bayamukela konke okwenzakalayo.
Ye phose lokugcina ke malumama.
Hayi lami ngithi hayi ngaphosela mina lokugcina, mina ngubhanda moyo ngihlala komnyama esigabeni kogwamagwama. Ngithi hayi siyasiceleni madoda ukhanseli wethu uKulube akhangele bona laba abanye abangatholiyo ekwazi ukuhambisa imbiko phambili la bathole, ngoba izulu alinanga kuwonke umuntu. Ngiyabonga dude.
Siyabonga tata.
Ngiyabonga.
Okay, bye bye. So that is Mr. Panamoyo. He says at least in their area there's no political issue on around maize distribution. So he says, well, we are always helping each other. Yeah, I think we're coming to the end now.
Of course, unfortunately, time is not our best ally. And we want to take this opportunity to thank Reverend Dr. Levi Kadenge of the Methodist Church in Epworth, and also Mr. Malaki Nkomo, a member of the ruling ZANU-PF party. Thank you to our listeners, our callers, and our team behind the scenes, our producer and engineers. And signing off and saying, have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stewart saying, have a nice weekend. Bye-bye.